The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, November 28th, 2019. I'm Eric Tegedov. Happy Thanksgiving. Rudy Giuliani was in talks to do business with Ukraine's top prosecutor earlier this year, according to reports from the New York Times and Washington Post. While he publicly sought dirt on the Bidens in collaboration with Ukraine prosecutor Yuri Lutsenko, President Trump's personal attorney Giuliani was in secret negotiations to represent Lutsenko for at least $200,000. Giuliani has maintained that he never had any business with Ukraine, and the deal with Lutsenko was never finalized. Trump has tried to distance himself in recent days from Giuliani's work in Ukraine, but officials like European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland have testified that Trump directed him to speak to Giuliani on matters in Ukraine. Social isolation that leads to loneliness is increasingly being recognized as a significant public health issue for older adults. As the holidays approach, there are many ways to help older adults who run a high risk of feeling isolated. Roz Brown has more from South Dakota.
Nearly half of adult Americans say they feel alone, according to research by healthcare provider Cigna, and the holidays can exacerbate that loneliness. Kristen Fox is the director of Senior Companions of South Dakota. As the days grow shorter and temperatures plunge, especially those who live in rural areas can feel left out.
It is a hard time for a lot of people, but especially with seniors who are perhaps isolated already. So I would suggest whatever it takes to get out and about and continue being part of the community.
In addition to volunteering, experts recommend group exercise classes, book clubs, visiting libraries, museums, and places of worship, as well ways to avoid isolation. Fox adds that the holidays also are a good excuse to call loved ones and catch up, and to make self-care a priority.
The cold weather may be top of mind for most Americans across the country today, but effects of climate change identified on a new interactive map, from wildfires to deadly heat waves to floods, are all too real. More from Arizona.
Developed by the National Wildlife Federation, the map shows where climate change-fueled disasters have made environmental extremes dangerous, both for people and animals. Nikki Julian, Climate Program Director for the Arizona Wildlife Federation, says the map shows where man-made structures are magnifying the heat.
Here in Phoenix, we're especially creating a heat island effect, and a lot of other cities also are developing that heat island. The heat from the sun permeates the concrete and the asphalt, and it doesn't release very quickly, so it releases over time, which makes the air hotter.
According to the Unnatural Disasters map, by October of this year, there were 10 weather and climate events that each exceeded $1 billion in losses. And studies show in the U.S., some 12,000 species are at increased risk of extinction due to the effects of climate-driven disasters. Mark Richardson reporting.
This is PNS. Hunters are fanning out across Wisconsin for the 9-day firearm deer season, which got underway over the weekend. In their attempt for a successful hunt, state officials want them to keep an eye out for an invasive animal.
In their quest for food, wild pigs, also known as feral hogs, can spread diseases as well as damage crops and wildlife. They've caused serious problems in other states, mainly in the southern U.S. Liz Tanner, a wildlife biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, says while it hasn't been a big problem here, some sightings have been reported this fall.
Occasionally we do get feral pig type sighting reports, and they typically turn out to be domestic pigs that have escaped confinement. And so we're aware of some domestic pigs that may be on the landscape right now, and we're really hoping that hunters can help us eradicate those pigs.
The Wisconsin DNR considers them unprotected wild animals with no closed hunting season or harvest limit.
That was Mike Moen reporting. On the other end of the spectrum, North Carolina officials are urging the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to work harder to save endangered red wolves from extinction. More from Nadia Ramlagan.
The Albemarle Peninsula in northeastern North Carolina is now the only place in the country where red wolves can be found in the wild. And Heather Clarkson of the nonprofit group Defenders of Wildlife says the red wolf population is in dire straits.
That area of the state is one of the hardest hit from the effects of climate change. So not only are the red wolves facing, you know, these really terrible problems with vehicular mortality and gunshot mortality, but also, like, they're losing ground every single day.
In letters sent this week to Interior Secretary David Bernhardt and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Governor Roy Cooper, along with the State Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, has asked the federal agencies to immediately take action to save the existing wild red wolf population.
Research has shown that since the end of the Great Recession, rural areas in Ohio and other states haven't shared in the same economic recovery as cities. But a new report suggests rural America has unique assets that shouldn't be overlooked.
Senior economist at the Center for American Progress, Olugbenga Ajilori, says rural communities have fallen behind metro areas in terms of jobs, labor force participation, and population. But while these areas share similar challenges, he says they each have unique strengths.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution for rural America. A lot of it depends on what part of rural America that you're talking about, and then focusing on the assets within those communities. How do we take advantage of those assets to really help those communities flourish?
Ajilori explains some rural areas have natural amenities and landscapes that can be used to create or expand outdoor recreation and tourism opportunities. Increasing demand for specialty and luxury goods gives rural manufacturers a chance to adapt their practices to meet global market needs. Mary Sherman reporting.
I'm Eric Tegedoff for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.